Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Near-Death Experiences 365 Piobowo Died and Lived to Tell About It, by Internet Edited by BCG, is a spirituality-focused anthology that gathers a large set of near-death experience accounts into one volume. As indicated by the title and public listings, the book is structured around 365 testimonies from individuals who were close to death or clinically dead and later revived. Presented as personal witness narratives, rather than as a medical or laboratory study. The purpose is to highlight recurring motifs reported during near-death states and to invite reflection on what such reports might suggest about consciousness, mortality, and the possibility of an afterlife. Readers can expect story-driven snapshots that emphasize what experiencers say they perceived, how the events affected their beliefs, and how they changed afterward. The collection aims less to prove a single theory and more to show breadth, repetition, and emotional impact across many accounts, making it a devotional or reflective read for those drawn to life after death questions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, A Year of Testimonies, the anthology format and its effect. A defining feature of the book is its compilation of 365 near-death experience accounts, a quantity that signals an intention to offer both variety and repetition. In an anthology built from many brief narratives, the reader is not guided through one continuous argument as much as through an accumulation of voices. This structure can create a different kind of persuasive force, not a single case presented in depth, but the impression of patterns that emerge when many people describe similar elements in their own words. It also makes the book easy to read in small portions, supporting daily or periodic reflection rather than requiring long, uninterrupted sessions. At the same time, the format naturally limits context. Personal stories may be presented with minimal background, focusing on what was felt, seen, or learned, rather than on clinical records, diagnosis, or corroboration. For readers, that trade-off is central. The book positions near-death experiences as lived reports to be encountered empathetically. The editorial choice to foreground volume and accessibility places it in the inspirational and spiritual anthology category, rather than in academic research or investigative. Journalism. Secondly, common motifs out of body perception, light, and presence. Public descriptions of the book align it with widely reported near-death experience motifs, including out-of-body experiences, encounters with a bright light, and sensing spiritual beings or an otherworldly presence. In a compilation, these repeated themes function as anchors, giving readers recognizable touchpoints across otherwise distinct stories. Out-of-body descriptions typically emphasize a shift in perspective and a feeling of separation from the physical body. Often framed as unusually vivid and calm, reports of bright light are commonly associated with comfort, love, or a sense of being drawn toward something benevolent. Encounters with beings or presences, when included, tend to be interpreted through the experiencer's own spiritual vocabulary rather than through a single imposed doctrine. Because the book is presented as testimonies, the emphasis is on what people say happened to them, not on adjudicating competing explanations such as neurobiology, psychology, or theology. The result is a thematic map of what many NDE readers look for, recurring experiential features that feel meaningful to survivors. The anthology format encourages comparison, without requiring the reader to accept any one story as definitive proof. Thirdly, life review and moral insight as a recurring narrative turn. Among the better-known features frequently associated with near-death experiences is the idea of a life review, where a person reports revisiting moments from their life, often accompanied by heightened moral or emotional clarity. The book is positioned as a broad testimony collection, and such reflections fit naturally within that purpose because they emphasize takeaway rather than spectacle. A life review element, when present, typically shifts the narrative from what the experiencer perceived to what they believe they learned. It can frame the episode as a moment of evaluation, forgiveness, or understanding, encouraging the reader to focus on values such as compassion, responsibility, and the impact of one's actions on others. In anthology form, these moments can also create a consistent emotional arc crisis, transition, insight, and return. Even when specific details vary, the moral emphasis is often what makes the stories feel relevant to everyday life. Importantly, because the book is not described as a clinical analysis, the life review theme functions primarily as personal interpretation and meaning-making. Readers seeking systematic evidence will likely find narrative meaning rather than methodological validation. While spiritually oriented readers may find a coherent ethical thread running through many accounts. Fourthly, transformation after return, changes in fear, purpose, and faith. A central reason near-death experience collections attract readers is the transformation many survivors report after returning. The book is described as emphasizing insights gained by experiencers, which commonly includes reduced fear of death, stronger sense of purpose, and shifts in spiritual or religious outlook. In a compilation of many stories, these aftereffects become part of the book's cumulative argument. The experience matters not only for what was perceived during the episode, but for the durable changes it appears to catalyze. Such transformations may be described as increased appreciation for life, prioritizing relationships, or an intensified commitment to love and compassion. Because the book targets readers interested in spirituality and the metaphysical, the emphasis often rests on meaning, hope, and reassurance rather than on skepticism or differential diagnosis. At the same time, the anthology approach allows readers to see that transformation is not presented as identical for everyone. Some accounts may lean toward reaffirming existing faith, while others may describe a broader spiritual opening not tied to one tradition. The shared focus on changed outlook provides the book's practical relevance. It invites readers to consider how confronting mortality, even indirectly through other stories, can reorder values and daily choices. Lastly, testimony over theory: what the book does and does not attempt, based on available public information. The book does not present a single research framework, formal methodology, or sustained argument in the style of scientific or academic works on consciousness and death. Instead, it foregrounds testimony, presenting near-death experiences as first-hand witness stories. This positioning matters because it clarifies how the book should be approached. It aims to offer experiential evidence in the everyday sense of evidence as lived account, rather than evidence as controlled measurement. For readers, that means the primary value is comparative and contemplative, noticing recurring features across stories, feeling the emotional weight of personal narratives, and reflecting on what such reports suggest about the boundaries of life and mind. It also means the book is unlikely to satisfy those who want detailed sourcing, verification, or critical debate between medical and spiritual explanations. In the broader field of near-death literature, the book aligns more closely with inspirational collections than with analytic surveys. Its contribution is breadth and accessibility, giving readers many entry points into the subject. The lack of a unifying theory can be a strength for readers who want to form their own impressions. While it may be a limitation for readers seeking rigorous argumentation or skeptical appraisal, in conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who prefer personal stories over technical debate and who are curious about near-death experiences as reported by those who believe they briefly crossed the boundary of death and returned. It may appeal to spiritually oriented readers, people exploring questions about an afterlife, and anyone seeking comfort or perspective about mortality through lived accounts. The practical benefit is largely reflective. Repeated themes such as peace, love, moral clarity, and changed priorities can encourage readers to examine their own values, relationships, and fears about dying. Intellectually, the book can function as a broad catalog of motifs, allowing readers to observe similarities and differences across many testimonies without being pushed into a single interpretive framework. What helps it stand out in its category is the scale and simplicity of its premise, a large day-by-day style collection that emphasizes volume and emotional immediacy, compared with near-death books that focus on a handful of cases in depth, or that attempt to argue a clinical or philosophical thesis. This anthology offers range and accessibility. Its strength is the cumulative impact of many voices, inviting readers to weigh the patterns for themselves and to consider how meaning and transformation are often at the center of these narratives. If you would like to support Internet Edited by BCG, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.